When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, a stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer and Geo.
Boomer Geo Friday football picks are sponsored by FanDuel Sportsbook, America's number one sportsbook and the official sportsbook of WFAN. So I was falling behind a couple of bad weeks. Came back with a 4-1 week. Jerry Recco has had three winning weeks in a row, and he is now in second place. I remain in first place, 36-39. Jerry, 3-2 week, 34-41, two games off the pace, and now Boomer in the basement, down at 32-43, four games off the pace. So here we are in a week 16 edition of our picks. We no longer pick the Jets and Giants games, but we are picking a very special game at the end of these picks that has major impact on one of these New York football teams. Jerry, let's hear it.
All right, so we start with game number one, the Houston Texans in Kansas City, the Chiefs -3.5.
So Patrick Mahomes is going to play. They haven't been great on offense all year long. Texans defense is pretty damn good. Nico Collins should be playing in this game. I'm going to take the Texans and the 3.5 points. And like I said earlier, Kansas City's got to play this game to win this game. But the Texans are going to come in, and they're playing probably their best football. So I'm going to go with the Texans right here and take the points.
Yeah, you got to pick these Chiefs games. They're important, and they're close, but they're so difficult to figure out. But the fact that Patrick Mahomes is hobbled really generally doesn't affect him all that much. We've seen him play with these high ankle sprains. They do get Hollywood Brown back this week, and the offense for the Texans has been just really, really disappointing. So I'm going to take the Chiefs in this one. I think that they end up winning. They win close again, but maybe it'll be like a 24-20 situation. So I'm going to end up, that hook's tough, but I'm going to end up taking Kansas City.
All right, so the Chiefs are 5-8-1 against the spread this year. They win so I think I've lost with them all eight times. I'm going to take the Texans, and I think they may even have a chance to win this game in the end. I'm going to take Houston +3.5. I'll go against you here on game number one. Game number two, Steelers, Ravens, and Baltimore. The Ravens -6.5 points.
Man, I'll tell you one thing. This is talking to me. Like, why is this number this high? These teams always play close games. Lamar Jackson, I think, is 1-5 in his last six games against the Steelers. When the Steelers win, it's always within one score. Why is this number so high? Is George Pickens that important? TJ Watt's going to play in this game. Lamar always struggles against them. I want to take the Ravens because just because the number's telling me, like, there's something about this. Are the Ravens going to explode on Pittsburgh here? Man, I'm taking the Ravens.
Okay. Yeah, I'm
the numbers talking to me.
Yeah, well, same here. I mean, I think to answer your question a little further, I don't think anybody expects TJ Watt to be close to 100%, even though he is going to play. And their offense is different without Pickens, and they just got smacked around by a good team last week in the Philadelphia Eagles. I think the Steelers are one of those teams that rode high for a while but just cannot hang with the best in the AFC, and they're going to come down. I think they might lose out for the rest of the year, to be honest with you, and they play the Bengals last game of the season. That might be a playoff winner-in thing for the Bengals. So, yeah, I'm taking the Ravens as well. I think it could get ugly. Give me the Ravens, the -6.5.
That's a lot of points, man.
I hate to complete the clean sweep,
but
I will.
Oh, no.
Steelers fans, rejoice.
It's 6.5. It's a touchdown. Yeah. So maybe they win 28-21. It's not like a blowout or anything. And I think the Ravens, they lost in Pittsburgh earlier in the season.
These games are always tight between these
teams, man. I don't think this week is. I think the Ravens win minus the 6.5. Yes.
Lamar is like 1-4.
I'm well aware. I understand. And there was a whole talking point last time these two teams played. But I'm still taking the Ravens in this game.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Football fans, do you want to hear the whole unadulterated truth about where your team stands?
It's the most embarrassing film I have ever watched in my entire life.
Former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth gives his perspective on the top storylines and games on a weekly basis on the Stinkin' Truth Podcast.
You may get out of here with two sacks and a tackle for loss, but you're getting out with a bloody nose.
New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday.
It's going to be a street fight.
Make sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
The team the Steelers just lost to, the Eagles. The Eagles in Washington against the Commanders at home. The Commanders are getting 3.5 points.
Jeez. You know, I like the home dog here, actually. I know the Eagles are playing great. I think Saquon Barkley would probably go off here in this game. But somehow, some way, Jaden Daniels and Terry McLaurin are going to keep this game within a field goal. So I'm going to take the Ravens. I mean, the Commanders and the points at home.
I'm going to take the Eagles. I need Jaden Daniels and Terry McLaurin to go off in this game. And A.J. Brown, huge fantasy playoff matchup. And those guys have carried my team, but I think they're going to struggle in this game. And I watched all of that Saints-Commanders game for the same fantasy reasons. And the Commanders' offensive line looked terrible against the Saints. And the Saints do not have a great defense. I think they sacked Jaden Daniels 8 times in that game. And he wasn't getting sacked at all early on in the season. So now you're telling me they're facing the Philadelphia Eagles, who have a better defense than that. They're going to have some issues. And the Eagles are one of the best teams in the NFL, if not the best team in the NFL. So I got to take Philly in this one.
I think unlike last year where the Eagles collapsed late, I think they're just getting going, even though they've only lost twice. I think the Eagles go into Washington and win this game, too. And I will lay the 3.5 points and take Philadelphia as well. Vikings and Seahawks. Seattle at home, +3.
All right, so the Seahawks will have Geno Smith as their quarterback. At least that's the way it's been trending. They are beat up all over the place. The Vikings are a healthy football team. They're playing great. They still have designs on not only the NFC North, but the number one seed in the NFC. I think they're playing well, about as well as anybody in the NFL these days. I'm going to lay the 3 points, and I will take the road Minnesota Vikings.
I hate to say it, but I think the Vikings are going to lose this one. They never play well in Seattle. It's going to be pouring rain. Geno Smith is playing, and also they're going to get Kenneth Walker back this week with DK Metcalf. And I know Stephon Gilmore has not been healthy. I'm not sure if he's been ruled out yet or he's playing this week, but you got DK Metcalf and Jackson Smith and Jigba, who have been huge assets for Geno Smith. It's one of those places that every time the Vikings go there, I feel like they lose. So I hate to say it. I'm going to be rooting hard the other way, and they will really show me something if they go in there and win this game convincingly. So I'm going to take the Unfortunately, the Seattle Seahawks in this one.
Yeah, I don't want to take the I want to take the Vikings, but that forecast is terrible.
Yeah.
That's an indoor team going out to Seattle and you're getting points. I hate to agree with you, but I'm going to take Seattle plus the 3 as well. And game number 5, you said it could be impactful for one of our local teams. Well, impactful for the Giants. And we're not picking the Giant game.
By the way, I love the fact we're picking this game. This is the worst game on the slate. I was laughing when I wrote it down on the thing. So, Jerry, what is it?
And I am right here. The Jaguars are the team getting the point and a half.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. Mm-hmm. Jaguars in Vegas against the Raiders. The Raiders favored by a point and a half.
Oh, give me Aiden O'Connell right here against Mac Jones. I'm taking it. I'm going to take the home dog.
Wow.
And actually, no, they're favored. Right.
Yeah,
Vegas is favored by a point and a half.
Yeah.
I'm taking Vegas. I'll lay the point and a half is what I'm saying. Okay, so give me Aiden O'Connell, man. I want the Raiders to win this one in the worst way.
Yeah, I do too, but I don't think that they will. Mac Jones has looked okay the last couple of weeks. I mean, I know he played the Jets defense last week. But when you're talking about players, they looked inspired. I mean, Brian Thomas and ETN and the guy who filled in last week at tight end for Evan Ingram had a big game. I don't know. They were actually moving the ball a little bit. The Raiders suck and they want to lose. Give me the Jaguars. I'm taking the Jaguars.
I'm going to take the Jaguars as well. And a bonus pick because 2024 has gone great. The Giants beat the Falcons.
Ooh.
And completely screw everything up.
Wow.
That's your bonus pick? You just throw it out there?
Well, it won't count in our records, but he wants to be on the record.
He's saying a bonus pick.
But he's not allowed to pick more games than we pick, and I don't feel like picking that game. He's just getting on the record. He's getting on the record. If it happens, he said it.
They're playing hard. I think the Giants win Sunday.
Wow. All right. Let's, I should say again that the Boomer and Geo Friday football picks are brought to you by FanDuel Sportsbook, America's number one sportsbook, and the official sportsbook at WFAN.